Good morning, Albuquerque, and welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Sean Baccaccini, my co-host, Vincent Trujillo. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO, one of the top-ranked search engine optimization companies in Albuquerque. Check us out online, Rocketbox SEO, or search Albuquerque SEO or any relative search term. We're back to talk with some local businesses and some exciting activities going on in the community in the future, but probably not this weekend. What do you got going on this weekend, Vince?
Just enjoying it. You know, it's the hottest weather it's going to be, so it's going to be awesome.
I just got back from Phoenix.
How was that trip?
110 when we drove in.
Ooh.
The trip was great. The weather was not as bad as I thought. As a matter of fact, I basked in the sunlight by the pool at the hotel for a little while. Not something I would normally do.
Not in that weather.
It wasn't as bad as I thought. It was a different kind of heat.
Right.
But I ran from the car air conditioner to the hotel or the restaurant or wherever it was pretty frequently. Yeah. So our first guest this morning, Mark Abramson, Los Ranchos Gun Shop. Pretty excited to talk about this because so many cool things come out of local businesses and local gun shops, gun advocates and firearm specialists and so on and so forth. So I'm sure we're going to have a great interview. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
Thank you for being here. We want you to tell us a little bit about your business. Give us the name and the contact information in case people want to find you.
Sure. Los Ranchos Gun Shop. We're on 4th Street, just south of Osuna at 6542 4th Street. We've been in that location since 1978.
Wow. Has it been you that's been in operation of the facility the entire time?
I would have been really young at the time.
Yeah.
No, I just purchased the business in January of 2015.
Okay. That's awesome. And how long did you know about the business before you got involved?
About a year. I had found that the business was being marketed for sale, and I said to my wife, do you mind if I take a look? And she said, no, go for it. So it was all good.
It's almost like that strange shopping thing, right? Except you're like, hey, hey, honey, do you mind if I buy a gun shop?
Well, it's like starting a new hobby, right? But even cooler than model airplanes or hang gliding, if you will.
It absolutely is. And our customers appreciate that.
Yeah, maybe not as much adrenaline as hang gliding, but still a lot of fun. It's a full-time gig, right? So what made you interested in buying and owning a business? Have you owned a business before?
I was involved in a machine shop years ago back in Ohio.
Okay.
But when we moved to New Mexico in 2014, I was still working in Ohio and commuting,
mm-hmm.
and it was getting old. And because of some changes in that situation, I'm still working in Ohio, but this opportunity came up. It was exciting. It was something that I have been involved in from the training side, and it seemed like a natural extension to improve the overall opportunity to make sure safety was paramount in how we present
yes, sir.
The guns. And that's where we've been, I think, excelling.
That is paramount, actually, to many things. So you mentioned machine shops. I swept the floors in a machine shop when I was a young lad, and I was always fascinated by all of the different metal shavings and pieces of equipment. Do you guys fabricate any firearms or ammunition at your shop?
We do not manufacture either ammunition or guns. Mm-hmm. There's a whole separate license required. It's another level of responsibility, and I have enough oversight from alcohol, tobacco, and firearms
as
that I
is.
Didn't want to invite that additional level.
That makes perfect sense, sir. That makes perfect sense. Okay, so tell us your favorite thing about your business. What do you love about it? How much have you enjoyed it since you've been in ownership?
It has been an amazing experience. We were able to keep the employees, or most of the employees that were there earlier, and they've made all the difference.
I assume they'd been there a while.
The longest serving employee is a woman who mostly had some clerk experience,
uh-huh.
but has become very knowledgeable over the years. And she's been with us for 7 years or so. My manager has been there for 5 years, but he's been interested in guns and he knows every detail about every gun we sell.
Yeah, I've got a friend that's a gun advocate, and that guy comes every week with a story about what he built or what he fabricated or what he shot this weekend, and my eyes pretty much glaze over most of the time when he starts talking about it, because it's like mechanics. I'm not an automotive mechanic either, but it is fascinating to hear about. So I assume you've learned a lot since you've been there.
I have and continue to learn. It's fun when I'm on the shop floor because I'm talking and my employees listen to me very carefully to be sure I don't screw it up.
So you're the boss, but they're like, hey, boss, this, we can't do it that way.
Well, that's the best way to learn, doing it in real time. And if you got somebody to say that was really good, but you can't say this.
I became a firearms instructor just for that reason. I was learning to shoot. I started shooting, other than in Boy Scouts, I started shooting really in the last 10 years. And I figured the best way for me to learn would be
to
teach it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And now I'm an NRA training counselor, so I actually teach the instructors.
What's your favorite weapon to shoot?
I still like rifle. Small bore 22 rifle. It whenever I shoot that with kids, their eyes light up. It's their first experience. They can find paper. They can work on their fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And then they can graduate to a higher caliber. But I have to tell you, my new passion is shotgun. Not that I'm very good at it, but you shoot sporting clays and you'll never go back to anything else.
It sounds pretty exciting.
It is.
I haven't had any traditional firearms training. What about you, Vince?
No, traditional or formal. I did grow up on a farm in southern New Mexico, so I grew up with firearms, mostly rifles. Some handguns, but formal training, no. A lot of respect for firearms that, you know, on where I grew up, it was a tool as well as you could bring food on the table. And then lastly, it was a weapon. You know, it was first as a tool of some sort. You can get rid of vermin and other things.
Indeed.
And it's that family training tradition that's been gone for so many. So going to take a class, getting those fundamentals, and then going out and shooting is really important because many people have not grown up with that experience.
So they can actually come to your shop. Not only they can get an idea, do you specialize in any particular kind of handguns, more rifles, or do you have an equal mix, shotguns?
In this state, shotguns are really not as popular because they're primarily used for bird hunting,
right,
or for trap or skeet.
And when you say as popular, give me an example of somewhere or something that they're more popular for.
Certainly in the Midwest, in Nebraska, for example, where there's just a ton of upland bird, people buy shotguns because that's an activity you can go out regularly and take birds.
Yeah, our birds don't fly here, they run. Yeah. Or we've got, small quail and pheasant, right? But they don't fly very high.
They fly very fast.
And then ducks, right?
All right.
Duck hunting is pretty popular out here. You'd use a shotgun for that.
Right, except you're doing it at 4 a.m. and getting ready for them to lift, and that's not my thing.
No, I can't imagine that would be my thing either.
So handguns and rifles mostly?
Mostly.
Do you have an equal mix? Or?
Yes, we have probably in inventory right now, we have about 700 guns. And both the traditional hunting rifles, calibers that are appropriate for, you know, different game in the state, plinking rounds, things you can take to the range, and then a lot of the AR platform or the AK platform, some of the modern sporting rifles that are available as well.
That's pretty exciting. What about gun shows? I hear that gun shows are pretty popular in our market. And I've been to a couple because I support a local nonprofit that supports veterans with disabilities. And you go looking there for local businesses to support the organization with contributions of some sort. And of course, you know, donors, our demographic are conservative, you know, white collar, patriotic individuals who you probably find at a gun show. So do you guys do some gun shows?
We do go to some of the gun shows. The old standard in New Mexico is New Mexico Gun Collectors Association, a nonprofit organization. And they put on 3 or 4 shows a year. There's a for-profit group out of Texas that's come in for a long time, and they do a pretty credible job of marketing it. They have been the most successful, and there's a new group called Rocky Mountain that has been coming in, advertised pretty heavily. They did their first show earlier this year. They have another one coming up in 2 weeks. And we have not experienced that. We may actually go to that show to see what kind of traffic they bring in because they market it so heavily.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're pretty active events. A lot of people show up to the gun shows, many different vendors, survivalists, and so on and so forth.
So what do you most want people to know about Los Ranchos Gun Shop?
Actually, one of the reasons I bought the shop is I went into another well-known shop in town, and I couldn't get anyone to wait on me. And it seemed like if they knew you, they would jump on you and talk to you. And if they didn't, they would let you look around, but you couldn't get anyone to help you with anything. And that, I found, was a pretty negative experience and typical of what we're seeing nationally, that too many gun shops are very clicky. And I was looking to create an experience where people could come in, whether they were new shooters or experienced shooters, and not be talked down to in any way. I need the people who are knowledgeable, because gun geeks, like most techies, want to talk about the details of the firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be able to converse at that level.
Have a one-on-one connection with those people.
Right. The last thing you ever want to do is misrepresent mm-hmm. the firearm, especially because someone who's very knowledgeable will know that. On the other hand, when someone's coming in new and they know nothing, we take an opportunity to take the time. Even if they're not purchasing that day, they want to get the information to be a knowledgeable buyer.
Yeah, Mark, you make a really good point. Customer service, especially for a local business, is so important.
Paramount, yeah. We find all the time that local businesses with good customer service really stand out, and that's why we have this show, is we want to highlight those
mm-hmm.
businesses.
I'm really glad that you made it a point to focus on that while you were here. Hopefully our listeners can experience that as well and maybe have had a similar experience to you with those other guys who are probably a local business as well, but just, you know, have a following that they pay attention to. Okay, Mark, tell us one more time how we can get a hold of you and the name of the business so everybody can wrap up.
Sure. Los Ranchos Gun Shop at 6542 4th Street in the North Valley. You can also find us at www.losranchosguns.com, and we have an online presence, and you can actually do your shopping before you ever come in the store.
Check out Los Ranchos Guns online or locally here on 4th Street. You're listening to 1050 KTBL. This is Go Local Boom. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We've had a pretty good morning so far. Very interesting. I found that we get a lot of businesses in here that have long history in the market, right? So our second guest this morning, Charlie Wisoff, founder and CEO of CivNet. Charlie, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Go Local Boom, we like to focus on startups, local businesses, homegrown organizations that have some history and that are just, you know, just getting going. And of course, nonprofits and community groups and so on. The economy in Albuquerque isn't always that great. But what makes Albuquerque great is its community groups and its philanthropists and its entrepreneurs. And there's just so much good stuff. So Go Local Boom is a platform for that. So we're excited to have you in so that you can tell us about CivNet. So let's dive into it. What is CivNet, Charlie?
Thank you. Yeah. So basically what CivNet is it's its own online network for people doing social impact work, community organizing work. We're really trying to move away from the current mindset that you also often find on social media, which is people complaining, griping, you know, on a bad day, defriending people because things get so bad.
Oh, I like this already. Tell me more.
Yeah, you don't seem like the cat sharing type, Sean.
You are right, my friend. This is my first year on social media in my life.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, we've actually had a lot of people who have said that to us that, like, I don't even have a Facebook account, but I joined CivNet. So I think we're hitting some type of need that isn't being met. So what we're trying to do is move away from that mindset of complaining and griping towards, you know, how can we actually get things done? How can we take action in the community to actually make an impact rather than just talking about it? So the site is designed to help people understand what's going on in their community, connect with others who care about similar issues, find opportunities to get involved and organize to take action and really make that impact on whatever issues that they care about.
This is super cool. Tell me how this came about.
Yeah, so I had been, you know, I'm not a startup person. I never thought, you know, I want to be an entrepreneur when I grow up. I was working in civic engagement and public participation. And what civic engagement means to me is really helping people and communities become empowered to make the change that they want to make. Most recently, I was working at an organization called the Kettering Foundation, and they convene a variety of stakeholders. So people working in education, government, nonprofits, and just community leaders. And they ask them this one question, which is, how can we make our democracy work as it should? And, you know, I think there's this big frustration going on in the community, in the country. We live in a democracy, but the barrier to engagement is too high. It's not easy to understand if you care about education, poverty, transportation. It's not easy to understand how to get involved, why you should even care, and what you can do to get involved. So
if I can actually make a difference, because that's what I hear more often than not, is that, well, I'm just one person, I'm just one vote, I'm just a very small voice. But what I know about this kind of thing is that the more of us get together, the louder we become.
Right, exactly. And, you know, what I like about the sound of this is so many people right now, and you can hear it in our politics right now, feel like they're disenfranchised, that they don't have a voice with who they feel can make decisions and make things happen. What you're doing is trying to provide a platform to give power back to the people to actually make their own decisions and partner and group with others to actually impact organizations or matters that mean something to them.
Other like-minded people that are motivated for productivity as well.
Exactly. And part of the problem is that the way you're asked to get engaged is often way too limited. It's often...
Give me an example of that.
Yeah. So it's either, you know, you vote, you donate, or you volunteer for an organization. And there are so many ways you can make change. I mean... There's this Washington School mural project in Albuquerque recently where they got the community together to paint this mural. And it was this great way where it was like, okay, you know, there's a somewhat dilapidated building. We can get together and make it better so we can have a stronger cultural presence and give people a way to improve our community that's creative, that's
hands-on.
Interesting.
That's hands-on as well. It's tangible. It's not just donating or telling somebody about it. It's actually getting there and getting involved and doing something.
Exactly. And that's our idea. Our idea is that there's an infinite creative ways that you can get involved. And, you know, it's everything from, you know, showing up at the public meeting to those traditional things of volunteering, donating, advocating, to sitting down with your family over the dinner table and having a conversation about the issues you care about. All that matters. And our goal is to help everyone see how it's all making a collective impact together.
We're talking to Charlie Wisoff, the founder of CivNet. It's a pretty awesome social media platform locally. So tell us more about what you guys have going on. Is there specific groups? Can anybody get involved? Any nonprofit? Give me an example of someone who's not a nonprofit that would want to participate in the CivNet platform.
Sure. So, you know, we're actually finding that our sweet spot right now are individuals who want to get involved, that are very active in the community, and, you know, might not have as more of a formal structure as a nonprofit, as a governmental organization, who need a little bit more support in finding resources, finding people to help them out. We are working with a lot of nonprofits. We are working with government. But I think we're starting with where our base is, which is people. And so anyone can get involved. It's a public beta, which means anyone can create an account. It is local here to Albuquerque, so most of what's going on the site are local issues, local community projects. But anyone, as I said, is welcome to join.
So I'm, personally, as somebody who'd like to get involved, right, I want to ask, how does it work for someone who wants to get involved? How does it work for someone who has an organization or a project they want to get help on? So let's start with me. I'm just going to go on to CivNet, which is CivNet. .co, correct?
Yep.
And I just want to participate and find what's going on out there. I probably fill out a profile. And in my profile, it looks like, I'm looking at your brochure here, that I actually can click off or check the things that I want to be involved with or search for, correct?
Exactly. So yeah, so it literally takes like 20 or 30 seconds to make an account. You know, we ask you to fill out your profile information later on so you can tell people more about yourself. So you go to civnet.co and create an account. And then when you log in, the first thing it asks is, what issues do you care about and what are your skills and interests? So, you know, are you interested in volunteering? Are you interested in doing public art? Are you interested in lending a resource? And then what it'll do is it'll start showing you things related to the issue you care about. So if you said you care about education, if you said you care about homelessness, the site is organized around what we're calling action plans, which are sort of like community projects. And so it'll start showing you the community projects related to the issues that you said you care about. So for example, if you said you care about education, there's a really great initiative going on, an action plan that was created in conjunction with an organization called New Mexico Together. And what they're doing is talking about youth and opportunities. It's called the Outside the Classroom Initiative. So you could join that action plan. And what's unique about CivNet is, as someone who's joined that action plan, in addition to providing a space to discuss what needs to get done, what other people are doing, how this could improve, you can create calls to action. So these are the ways that you get involved. There are those pieces I was talking about, those easy steps you can take. So up on that action plan in particular, for example, there is join the planning committee, there's create some, you know, art around this issue, there is manage our social media account, there is identify opportunities for youth to gain work experience. So there's all these different ways that people can start making impact. And what's really great is you can see who signs up to do which type of call to action. You can specifically communicate with those people.
And this is a project by project basis.
Yes.
So essentially I sign up, I create my profile, I see 5 different nonprofits or community activities that are going on. I can choose which one I want to be involved with and what I want to do to be involved with each of them.
Right, whatever your skill set or your interests are in participating.
And I can choose to do this with multiple different organizations or multiple different activities.
Exactly. And you know, if you have an idea of what you think should get done and you don't see it being represented in any of the projects, you're more than welcome to go and create your own action plan. It's very grassroots in that way. We're not trying to say, you know, you have to be part.
You can only do what we're already doing.
Exactly.
You just provide action plans as a starting template so they can see what it takes to put certain things together.
Yeah. And because it's newer, we often partner with different community groups and organizations to help them start getting something going. So, you know, if you are part of a group that wants to put something up, we're always available to sit down with you, to talk with your group and say, like, hey, what projects are you working on? Let's get something up on CivNet and help you increase your capacity.
Right. Yeah, so I was at a local coffee shop recently, and one of his salespeople or marketing people came over and said, hey, I heard you talking about this nonprofit that you support. We think it would be great for CivNet. You want to get involved? So I really appreciated the dynamic experience that I had when he reached out to me and invited us to participate, gave me a description of what it was. And then I let him know, hey, I'm in a hurry. I don't have time to get all the information, but if you follow up with me, I'd like to, you know, get more information. He followed up with me promptly. By the time I got back to my office, I had an email in my inbox, which I responded to. He then connected me with you, and I said, well, you know, we've got a pretty full schedule at the nonprofit right now, but I'd love to get you guys on air and talk about this because I know that our listeners care about what's going on in the community. They would probably want to get involved. So you guys are doing a really great job of getting out there, marketing it in the community, and meeting new people.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's so important right now. I'm really excited about this, about what the project you're doing here. I mean, I'm sure there's others nationally that are trying similar platforms. Did you find that?
Yeah. So there are other. I mean, there's Facebook and Twitter. I mean, those are the big organizations in the room. They are very large social networks that people do use for this type of work in some capacity. As I said, they're not very action-oriented, and there's a lot of deficiencies. I mean, if you're a community organizer, you get really swept up in getting likes on Facebook, but we all know that likes are somewhat shallow. It doesn't mean someone's actually going to show up to your event or do something. So CivNet provides a platform for a lot more deeper and meaningful engagement. There are a couple of other platforms that are trying to do something a little more community organizing-focused or community-focused, like a Nextdoor. But as I said, they don't really have that action orientation. They don't have that, these are the different ways you can get involved. That is pretty unique to CivNet.
So what's great about it too, it sounds like you take a lot of different people who just want to be involved, and their skill sets can be anything. Maybe they're just somebody who has a pickup truck and they're like, I don't know, I want to be involved more, but if I need to, you know, I don't really have a lot of skills that I need
to haul some chairs to an event venue for you.
I can haul the chairs, I can take people, I can be transportation, all the way to somebody who might be a little bit more on donation or fundraising, someone who's about volunteer, you know.
Well, and they can certainly invite their friends to connect and get involved as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, like lending a PA system to an event can be like the make it or break it for like a small group that might not have a lot of resources.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a great way to actually connect local businesses and other people who want to also just get their name out a little bit and also contribute to a local organization or a cause. Because we find most of our entrepreneurs and business owners that come on the show, we're so surprised about how connected they are to causes, community organizations, nonprofits, and others. And this is a great way for, let's say, I know somebody who has a PA system who does, I think it's King's Music.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we got a plug on here. But
Hernandez.
Luis Hernandez, too. We got to bring him on. But these are people who are constantly contributing their equipment or giving discount rates to causes. And this is a way that they can always be on there they can be found for that, right? Mm-hmm. So they can say, hey, I contribute my PA system to some causes, and other causes I charge a discount, you know? So whatever the situation is, they can reach out to them and find them. If you're someone who's a social media coordinator or a web designer, so Rocketbox SEO, one of the sponsors of this show, we do web design and search engine optimization. If that's a need, we can put it out there. Other people who might need a little website or something can come to us. And for those certain causes, we contribute the website or whatever we're going
to
do.
Folks, if you're just listening in, we're talking to Charlie Wisoff, CEO and founder of CivNet. They're an Albuquerque startup, social media platform geared towards community involvement, nonprofit engagement, and so on. Charlie, tell us anything else we need to know about CivNet before we wrap up the interview.
Yeah, so our main ask right now is relatively new. As I said, we released the platform in December, but we just want to get community members involved. So we almost have 1,000 people in the community signed up. And
oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so our call to action is for you to go to civnet.co, which is CIVNET.co, sign up and start getting involved. Our open rate for emails is over 50%, which is double the nonprofit standard. People, half our user base is logging on each week, and we just really want you to be part of that community and get involved and help us really create an impact on the community and increase the community capacity here to make change.
This is super exciting because I am one of those people that doesn't post cat videos and gets pretty tired of the negativity. I try to be an optimistic person. I try to live in the moment positively as much as I can, and it really seems like CivNet is a great place for us to connect with like-minded people who want to do the same thing. So this is pretty cool, man. Congratulations on your success. Let us know. We're going to get hooked up on CivNet at Paws and Stripes, and the other community groups that come in, we'll be sure that we provide them some of your information so that they can get involved as well.
And I have a feeling, too, that if you're in the near future on GoLocalBoom.com, we're going to have some sort of portal for CivNet.
Yeah, we've been working on trying to find a community events portal and that kind of thing. So let's have coffee after the show and get involved in that. All right, folks, check out GoLocalBoom.com, Albuquerque's only advertising profile portal for local businesses and consumers to connect with one another. You're listening to 1050 KTBL, and we'll be right back to talk with an awesome beer and golf tournament. Welcome back again to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am super excited about our next guest, not just because I know the guy and played in his golf tournament last year, but also because this is the epitome. Drafts and Drives is the epitome of what Go Local Boom stands for and does, right? Local individual from the community started an organization, a for-profit business essentially, that's designed to support nonprofits and bring a bunch of local businesses together. And I'm sure there's going to be some people listening who enjoy golf, who enjoy beer, and are going to enjoy the fact that not only do you get to put two of your favorite things together, but you also get to support a great nonprofit in the process. Mark Ball, creator of Drafts and Drives, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, we're excited. I'm sad about the fact that Ashlyn, your wife and partner in crime, is not here with us today, but I'm sure she'll come in and talk with us next time, and we'll get to see her before the tournament.
Oh, she loves getting in and being able to talk to people on the radio. She is definitely the more social of the two of us.
The more extroverted of the two.
That's right.
But that was kind of your idea when you got this thing going, right? You had this brainchild and you used your relationships to build it. And now she's the one that primarily manages it.
Yeah. So, I grew up playing golf. I played for El Dorado and then played in college. And I was playing in a charity golf tournament and had an event after the golf tournament, which was a pint night at one of my clients who was a brewery, and decided, hey, wouldn't it be fun to put on a tournament of my own, but then brought some local breweries on the course to possibly, do it more like a craft beer festival, but on the golf course.
Yeah, super great idea. I mean, who can argue with getting a bunch of people drunk on a golf course to raise money for charity?
Well, it happens normally already.
Because you know that the more they drink, the more generous they become, right?
But you don't even ask for donations until like the ninth,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think last year Sean killed it, getting out there on the course after the players had played for, an hour or so.
Yeah, so
get them lubed up.
As you know, I am the development director for a local nonprofit, Paws and Stripes. We support veterans with disabilities, and the Paws and Stripes was the beneficiary of this tournament last year. And so we took one of our graduates and his service animal, Australian Shepherd, beautiful sheepdog, right? And we each took a golf cart and a roll of raffle tickets, and we drove around the course encouraging people to drink more, golf better, and buy raffle tickets. And I think we raised like $2,000 in raffle tickets or something
like
that.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, it really was.
And it was for year one of Drafts and Drives golf tournament. Super cool. So Mark, tell us, like I said, we like to focus on relationships in the community. You know, what sponsors do you have? What made you do it in Albuquerque? Because you're not currently living in Albuquerque.
No, I am living in Houston, but you know, I have a love for the city. The city is great. I love Albuquerque, and I love coming back and visiting.
Yeah, you're a homegrown guy here.
Homegrown, yeah.
Where'd you go to high school, Mark?
Went to El Dorado. You know, the Golden Eagles.
The Golden Eagles. They were our rivals. I was a Sandia Matador.
Yeah, I have a nephew that is a soccer player at La Cueva, and it's been hard going to his games and cheering for him. I think I went to the El Dorado La Cueva game this year, too.
My wife was the first graduating class at La Cueva.
Oh, wow. Is that recent, huh?
Yeah, no, it's not recent. I mean, it's just, you know, geez.
Last 20 years or
so. I'm not going to say how old she is, but no, it wasn't 20 years. She's a little bit older than me.
Well, I think you're the one sticking your foot in your mouth. I mean, 20-ish years, you're like, no, it's definitely not that, but I don't want to say. Well, I hope she's not listening, so.
No, she's probably going to listen, and so are her friends. But yes, I just aged my wife. She's the first graduating class at La Cueva, so we're talking about here. Where did you go to school, Vince?
Las Cruces.
Las
Cruces. I'm a New Mexico guy, but down south. Yeah.
Down south. Grew up on a farm shooting guns at Vermin and went to school in Las Cruces. Our last guest was a gun shop owner he talked about. So anyway, tell us more about why you decided to get Drafts and Drives going in Albuquerque, because Albuquerque is not the only place that it's going.
No, so we designed it to be a charity series and partner with local craft breweries in each city and, you know, bring on a charity in each city. You know, so our charities do change city to city. Mm-hmm. You know, when we start building a relationship with the charity, we try to stick with that charity because you don't want to start from scratch. And a lot of the support and awareness that you're raising, you know, first year, you know, you might spread a little bit of charity, you know,
between a couple of different organizations or something.
Right. You don't want to spread it too thin.
Well, so. And it's event planning is a lot of work, and not all charities are good at it. And so, you know, maybe it doesn't work out 2 years in a row, but for those that it does, you can tell that they've done a really good job to, you know, reciprocate and hold up their end of the deal, because you guys, for your small team, you do a lot of work, and most of the proceeds, the majority of the proceeds go to the charity.
It is a ton of work to put on a tournament. We've actually been approached by quite a few people that want to, you know, just run one for their church or just run one for their organization, and we're like, you know, man, you know, here's some pointers on how to run one.
Yep.
But you know, you will spend a lot of time you know, putting it together.
So do you have capacity, or is Albuquerque already have the charity that you're selecting as Paws and Stripes, or is there more charities or nonprofits that can participate with Drafts and Drives?
One charity is pretty much it that you can do. I mean, simply because, you know, you're not driving a huge dollar amount. You know, you can only, you know, charge so much per player, you know, each person playing.
And you can only have so many teams on the course.
Right. We actually had to this year move golf courses because last year, you know, the first year, we were probably 80% capacity on that course.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to be at Arroyo del Oso on August 13th.
And you guys didn't, I mean, not for lack of trying, I don't want to say you didn't even try, but you didn't make a concentrated push for ticket sales. You were focused more on creating and executing the event, getting sponsors involved, supporting the nonprofit, putting the tournament itself together. The participants just came, right?
Right, right. And that's typical of golf tournaments. I mean, if they are familiar with either one of the sponsors, if they're, you know, one of the reasons we came back here is, you know, playing golf at El Dorado and being involved in golf since I was, you know, probably 6 years old here in Albuquerque. I know a lot of golfers, and, you know, my dad lives here and have two brothers that live here, and all of them know golfers. And it's crazy. The fact that we didn't focus on golfers, the golfers that played in it came back to us and said, yeah, I have like four other guys that wish they knew about it, and they're going to definitely play this year. And you know, Ashlyn and I have been in town since, you know, the 1st of July, and consistently have had a team sign up almost every single day. We're about half full already and haven't even pushed at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is a great thing about the golf tournament. But, you know, one of the things that we have to do for drafts and drives that other golf tournaments don't is, you know, get the breweries on board. And you know, the Albuquerque breweries have been great. You know, all of them, you know, have just been like, oh, that sounds like an awesome time. I'm there.
Pretty big movement going on right now.
Yeah, we have a really, really thriving local craft beer.
I heard somewhere that in 2016, 60 new brewers will be licensed and begin producing beverages. That's
new.
That's a huge amount. That's only new. Mark, how many are there in town right now? Do you know?
I don't, off the top of my head, I would say just in the city of Albuquerque, maybe, I don't know, 30 or...
Yeah, I was looking online at the New Mexico Brewers Guild website the other day, and there's 30 on there, just on their homepage.
Right.
And those are just, you know, the businesses that are participating in the Brewers Guild. Probably, you know, many more that aren't involved. So tell us... some of the most fun that you've had working with local brewers. I mean, other than the fact that you get to, I'm sure you're like me when you're attempting to engage a business for support and partnership, you go and partake in the services that they offer.
Definitely. So, I mean, part of the goal of coming in town July 1st, and like you mentioned, Ashlyn is back home now, but was getting pictures and things like that of all the breweries, and she just loves to do
drink the
social
beer.
Media thing.
I thought you were going to say drink the beer.
Well, she likes doing that too, but no, the social media thing, she excels at it. You can go to our Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram, and it's all, you know, going to be the /drafts and drives, both plural. But every single brewery that we went to, we had to order either a flight or a pint or sometimes two pints. And, you know, so it's been a 10-day binge of of drinking now. So.
You know, there's wine tours and there's local craft beer tours, and that's what you get to do every year, right?
Yep. There's a 2-week block of every single day being somewhere.
Folks, if you're just coming in on the show, we're talking to Mark Ball. He's the creator and operator of Drafts and Drives Golf Tournament. They've got a brand going here and in Texas. It's a golf tournament where they bring local brewers on the course and raise money to support an awesome nonprofit. It's a lot of fun. Mark, tell us what it looks like on the course. So what sets Drafts and Drives apart from a normal golf tournament?
So if you've ever been to any type of craft beer event, they usually hand out a taster card and a taster glass, and it's kind of just a festival, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've probably also played in a four-man scramble charity tournament. Well, we've kind of combined the two, where each player gets a taster card, good for 12 four-ounce pours, and then the different breweries, we have 14 signed up with us right now.
Wow.
Have a booth on different holes. And so instead of sitting there and waiting for the group in front of you to finish and being bored, you're sitting there chatting with the brewers and getting to taste, you know, what they brought out. And last year...
No hard stuff though, right?
No. Well, last year we did have distillery, yeah. Distillery 365.
Oh, well, what I saw last year is a few people brought their own bottle. And so...
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they were cruising around the course taking shots and having a grand old time.
Wow.
Yeah, we discourage that. You know, we don't want to overpour. So
But the brewers did a great job. They set up their little tents, and you know, you get taster glasses and so on and so forth. So
yeah, it's a good time. There was one booth that brought out a Twister game, and so
oh yeah, you know who was that? That was
there was Red Door. There was Bubba's.
Yeah, it was Bubba's 23. They came out. Yeah. We made some good friends with them for the nonprofit as well.
Yeah,
All right, Mark. So one more time, tell us how to reach you. Tell us how people can purchase tickets and get involved.
You can sign
Drafts
up.
And Drives Golf Tournament. Go ahead.
You can sign up at draftsanddrives.com. Just click on Albuquerque, and it'll take us to our registration site. You can sponsor through that. You can also donate anything to the raffle that way. If you're a business owner that wants to give some product or discount or whatnot. So, draftsanddrives.com.
Mark Ball and his wife, Ashlyn Ball, the creators of Drafts and Drives. Pretty excited about this event. Check them out online, draftsanddrives.com. The website is very user-friendly if you want to sponsor, donate, get involved, or, of course, sign up a team. Tell me again the date of the event.
August 13th, Saturday.
So you don't even have to take time off of work to participate. All right, folks, you'll catch us coming back on 1050 KTBL. You're listening to Go Local Boom. Welcome back again to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Man, I like that music. It adds an element of energy that we didn't used to have.
For those of you regular listeners, this is only the second week I think we've had music on.
Yeah, our producer Mike does a great job. It's good music, Mike. You've got to DJ and select each of those songs as we're leading in, don't you? Yeah, Mike does a great job back there. Okay, cool, man. So Go Local Boom's been exciting today. Pretty cool to talk about Los Ranchos Gun Shop, right? What did he say? Since the late 70s, they've been in that location?
Mid to late 70s, they've been in that location. He's a new owner. He wants everyone to know it's new management. So they have a dedication to customer service. They're looking for the gun enthusiasts all the way down to the newbies, the neophytes who are coming in and want to learn a little bit about how to purchase their first handgun or rifle.
You know, I don't know why I'm always surprised to hear 20 years in business or 30 years in business or more than that. But you know what I think it is? Every time somebody says we've been around since the 70s or since the 80s, it's family owned and so on, I'm so surprised because I really respect the legacy and the effort that it took to keep the business together that long for a family to hand it down or, you know, for it to be sold in good standing and refurbished, if you will, you know, for the new owner that brought their own experience. These are all really exciting things to me as an entrepreneur and as someone who's passionate about local business. But, you know, I think it surprises me because most of the time I haven't heard of these businesses. And, you know, I think that may have something to do with kind of the older school mentality. When you've been in business that long, you have a regular, you know, group of customers who you're providing consistent services to, but maybe you don't feel the need to market and advertise to reach new people.
Right. Like a lot of these existing businesses, you know, they say that once you get over the 5 to 7 year hump, that you have a regular stream of people, word of mouth,
sustainability.
Reputation, sustainability. It's a digital market nowadays, so it's a little bit different. You can be a newer business and hit a nice momentum within the first year or two. I know businesses that have done that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we follow with GoLocalBoom.com. We're an online direct resource. So you see it always, but it's great to hear these businesses. We have so many guests that have been operating for 10, 15, 20 years.
We do. Every week we've got someone who's been around, you know, longer than I've even had a job and, you know, has a successful business. So I'm really excited to help them get connected with these resources. GoLocalBoom, an online advertising directory. This portal is free to local businesses. If you're a locally owned business, as long as you're not, you know, a franchise that's got multiple different locations and a ton of resources for your business, and you get a free profile on Go Local Boom. You get a free radio interview. We're going to send you a copy of that 15-minute segment so that you can put it on your website, your social media, share it with your friends. Everybody loves to talk about their business, right? But hopefully we can help to get them connected with an experience. A digital experience where they're sharing their business with other people online who may not have found them. Because how often am I going to be driving through Los Ranchos at the same time as I'm interested in purchasing a firearm, you know, and go into that gun shop?
Right.
Me personally, probably not very often, if ever. And so, however, if I was on Go Local Boom and I knew I was, you know, in need of a firearm as a gift or something to that effect.
Or if he just wanted to find out how, you know, he's an instructor, so you want to find out. Conceal carry, mm-hmm. or get some information about purchasing your first firearm.
Self-defense, yeah, self-defense, home protection, absolutely. So on. You know, I could find it on there because Go Local Boom has a search tab. I just search for, you know, any relative term or of a business that I want to check out.
Yeah. Firearms, rifles.
So speaking of which, CivNet, right? A new local startup that's a social media platform for community engagers and volunteers and people who really want to stay connected and you know, enhance the quality of life in our community, right? How do you think we would categorize them and Go Local Boom? What would you search for?
Well, definitely, I'd be under volunteer, you know, charities, nonprofits. Mm-hmm. They'll stand out because they're actually a platform for that. And I think that we're going to probably put them on Go Local Boom in some capacity as a resource.
Yeah, I
more
agree.
So than just a listing. I mean, we want them to be a resource where people know, hey, I want to get involved. I don't know what the heck to do or where to start. And I'm going to go to civnet.co and kind of get an idea about that.
Yeah, pretty excited about CivNet. Charlie was a very dynamic guy, and you can tell that he's excited. He wants to move something forward. And yeah, social media, it can be kind of negative, or it can be kind of materialistic, if you will. CivNet isn't either of those things.
Right.
It's a place for good people to get together.
You're not going on to civnet.co just to get a selfie of yourself pretending you're doing some good.
Yeah, it's see how many likes you can get for feeding the homeless.
You put your money where your mouth is and actually volunteer to get it done.
Get involved.
So I like that. Get involved. Yeah,
super cool. They're going to be a good fit and a good partner for Go Local Boom. And then, of course, Drafts and Drives. If you don't like beer and you don't like golf and you don't like supporting nonprofits, then Drafts and Drives is not the event for you.
I would almost say, what is for you?
Yeah, exactly. But if not, then what is for you? So Mark came in and talked about this business he created with his wife. It's going strong, branded in two different states. Super exciting. You know, Drafts and Drives, play golf, drink beer, pitch in. August 13th is that tournament, and I'm pretty excited to be there. I won't be golfing, but you will, right?
I'll be golfing in that.
Yeah, Vince is going to get a team together and have some fun. Not only do I not drink, but I don't golf very well. So I will drive around and sell raffle tickets and raise money for a good cause. I like to be involved.
Right. It's your cause as the recipient, correct?
Yeah. We need to get Drafts and Drives on CivNet so we can see what other people want to get involved. And of course, Paws and Stripes, local nonprofit supporting veterans with disabilities, is the beneficiary. So once again, on Go Local Boom, this beautiful Saturday morning in Albuquerque, we've done a great job of highlighting some local businesses, local resources, and had a lot of fun. How about you?
I had a great time. Always, every week, it's always great. This is we have a perfect job here to do, and we like contributing however we can to Albuquerque. Go to GoLocalBoom.com. Reach out to us on Facebook at Go Local Boom on Facebook. Search for us and sign up, get involved, or recommend a business for us.
Folks, don't forget you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO, your top-ranked, locally-owned search engine optimization and website design company. Check us out online, rocketboxseo.com, and come back next week to hear us with some more local businesses on Go Local Boom. Thank you very much. This is 1050 KTBL signing out.